This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The elections for the European Parliament are set for this week. Of major interest is how well the far-right and populist parties perform. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
The European Parliament elections that start Thursday have never been so hotly anticipated, with many predicting that this year's ballot will mark a coming-of-age moment for the Eurosceptic far-right movement. These parties hope to emulate what President Donald Trump did in the 2016 US election and what Brexit has achieved in the UK referendum to leave the EU. This is to disrupt the powers that be, rail against what they see as an out-of-touch elite, and warn against migrants massing at Europe's borders, ready to rob the continent of its jobs and culture. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The governor of the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, says at least six people have been killed and more than 200 injured as supporters of Prabowo Subianto, the former army general who was defeated at the polls, clashed with security forces. Protesters only dispersed after the police used tear gas. Dozens were reported arrested. Indonesia's election commission on Tuesday confirmed that President Joko Widodo was re-elected with 55% of the vote. Prabowo Subianto, a four-time presidential candidate who was associated with the traditional political elite and hardline Islamists, got 44%. Joko Widodo said it was time for Indonesians to unite. Members of the U.S. Congress Tuesday were briefed on the alleged threat posed by Iran. The classified briefings were conducted by President Donald Trump's national security team. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said Congress was told that attacks against American interests and personnel were imminent. Democrats, for the most part, said the presentation was short on evidence to justify the escalation of tensions. To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient-to-use VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is warning that if Parliament votes against her European Union withdrawal agreement again, it would be voting to stop Brexit itself.
Reject this deal and leaving the EU with a negotiated deal anytime soon will be dead in the water. And what would we do then? Some suggest leaving without a deal. But whatever you think of that outcome, Parliament has been clear it will do all it can to stop it.
May says she will ask the House of Commons to vote in early June for what she calls a last chance to seal a Brexit arrangement. The collapse of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Syria and Iraq apparently is doing little to slow down the terror group's branch in Afghanistan. Newly unclassified intelligence suggests IS Khorasan is growing both in numbers and ambition, now boasting as many as 5,000 fighters, nearly five times as many as estimates from last year, while turning its focus to bigger and more spectacular attacks. More worrisome, according to defense intelligence officials, is that the terror group has been gaining ground both from the Afghan government and from the Taliban. A spokesman for U.S. Forces Afghanistan told VOA, IS Khorasan aspires to attack the United States and its allies. The battle over abortion rights is heating up here in the United States once again. On Tuesday, demonstrations across the country targeted an array of anti-abortion laws being adopted by conservative states. One of those rallies was held outside the U.S. Supreme Court building. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Groups like NARAL Pro-Choice are vowing to fight against laws that block women from getting access to abortions.
These anti-choice forces are coming for women, they're coming for doctors, and they're coming for Roe.
NARAL President Elise Hoag says new restrictions are designed to get the Supreme Court to ultimately overturn Roe versus Wade.
We stand together to call out politicians who talk so much about life, but don't seem to care about the lives of more than half of the population.
Vote them out.
While the activists are vowing to vote out lawmakers who work to restrict abortions this weekend, the vice president dug in.
Without apology for the sanctity of human life.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Democratic vice chairman of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has introduced legislation that would require American political campaigns to report any contact with foreign nationals seeking to collaborate or coordinate with candidates' election efforts. Senator Mark Warner said most Americans already know that if a foreign adversary reaches out to interfere, you should report that contact. But on a swipe at President Trump, Warner said it's clear some Americans haven't taken that responsibility seriously. Gene Randall, VOA News.